Welcome again, Jordy. Frustrating afternoon for the team, but also for you as well. Could have had a few today.
Yeah, I felt like I played really well today, and I felt like the team done well. I think in the first 20 minutes we was a bit edgy, but once we got into the game, I felt like we done well. We created a lot of chances and we was unlucky to get the goal.
It's always the way, isn't it, as a striker, you're judged on goals. Second half, I mean, Billy Clark, I'm sure he'd probably tell you, he said you were outstanding second half today, but you don't get the goal. It must be difficult as a striker, because everyone's going to say, oh, we didn't score again. But the chances are coming, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. We know that we keep creating chances in the game, and eventually a goal or two goals will come, but we just need to keep creating the chances, keep playing well, and build on the positives today and bring it into next week.
When you have those one-on-ones, Jordy, did you make up your mind early both times? Where you going to put it?
On the first one, I made up my mind really early, but as I've looked, the keeper's gone down. And I should have gone near post, but it wasn't to be. And the second one as well, I just tried to put my foot through it, and the keeper made a good save. And just keep getting in the areas, keep working the keeper, and eventually a goal will come.
And how close was that one, that whistle past the upright, the top corner one?
Yeah, that was literally inches away. I was watching it all the way, and it literally just swerved away from the goal. But it wasn't to be today, and I keep working hard and try and get one next week.
How tough are Charlton? Because we were talking about sides who've come here. They were certainly one of the better sides we've played this season.
Yeah, they were one of the better sides that have come here today. They've come here, they've worked hard, they stopped us from playing, as you've seen in the game, and we had to kick a few balls long. But it wasn't an issue for us. If we want to play out, we can play out. If we can go long, we can go long as well. So we can mix up the game. And we just keep working hard and build on this going into next week's game.
How do you feel? You know, do you get together collectively as strikers? You all keep chatting to each other when it isn't going in. The chances are there, but the ball's not dropping. Are you all helping each other out on the training ground and giving each other advice? And
yeah,
how does it work?
We're all encouraging each other. You know, we know that the goals are not just going to come from the strikers. They can come from set pieces. They can come from the midfielders as well. So we know that goals are going to come from all areas of the pitch, and we just need to keep working hard. You know, and I'm sure next week, if we get the same chances again, we'll put them away.
And how, we haven't talked to you too much here on Pulse, yeah, Too much day live. How are you actually enjoying your loan spell overall? You've had, what, nearly half a season now, so how are you shaping up?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it so far. You know, I've played in all different types of positions. I've played as the 9, played as a 10, and I've played out wide as well, and I feel like I'm still learning. And for me, it's just to keep learning, keep getting in the areas, and try and put the ball in the back of the net.
How desperate are you to play next week, Jordy, against your former club?
Yeah, really desperate to play next week. After today as well, I felt like I played really well. It's just the goal didn't come today, but I'm really desperate to play next week, and it's up to the manager if it puts me in or not.
Is it tricky for you? Because, I mean, there's so many good strikers, and you've got to recognise that, haven't you?
Yeah.
So you're in and out of the side, you've just got to take it on the chin and play well when you can.
Yeah, for me, even when I'm on the bench, you know, I'm watching the other players on the pitch and seeing what I would do if I was in that situation as well. So it's just learning for me, and keep learning, even learning off the other strikers, you know, because I feel like we've all got different attributes that we bring to the team, and I feel like if we keep working hard and keep playing together, the goals will eventually come.
It's a good thing character wise though, just hearing you now, you're still upbeat, still happy, whereas some strikers, you know, when they had a day like you've had today, could be a bit down on themselves, might take them a while to get, you know, lifted back up, but it doesn't seem the case with you.
Yeah, I know. Well, in football, the games come thick and fast, you know, you just got to keep your head up and just take the positives out of the game. I felt like I made runs in behind, I came to feet, I played well with Hansen. I just feel like if I get the opportunity to play again next week, I feel like I can bring something again to the team.
Yeah, you're on the shortlist. We have 4 man of the match, and you're on there with Meza, Darby and Marshall today.
Yeah.
So right up there as well, one of the top 4 players today. What was the mood like in the dressing room, Stuart? Quite happy?
Obviously, we're disappointed to take the point, to only get a point, but I feel like the boys did well. The mood's here and there, but you know,
they're frustrated.
I think we're more frustrated than anything else, but you know, we'll take the point and we'll take it into next week's game.
But it's weird though, isn't it, because we could have been a couple of goals down in that first half couldn't we? It's a mixed feeling, isn't it, all round really?
Yeah, it is a mixed feeling, because I think they hit the crossbar, the post, and they had one cleared off the line in the first 20 minutes, so you know, it's a mixed feeling, and we'll take the point in the end.